This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Alex Ottersberg set to tip it off against Addis Moore for the Piesaw Birds. And the tip is won by Gillespie. Bringing the ball down quickly will be Ottersberg, giving it off to Gill. Gill will go back up top to Frankie Barrett. Barrett will back things up, and they'll set up a 1-2-2 offense. Two high posts, two low posts. The high post will go down and screen. Off the iron, long shot up and no good by Billy Gill. Moore comes away with it for the Piesaw Birds. Southwestern decked out in their green uniforms with the white numerals and the green, black, and gold trim. It is Jonathan Watson with the ball out between the circles. As he's surveying the situation, gives it over to Gavin Day. Day lights up a three. Nope, it won't go. Gill comes away with the rebound. Gill brings it down on the dribble over to the right side. He'll take it to the corner and then kick it out top to Barrett. Barrett will bring it up between the circles, and they'll reset the offense, and Barrett's going to go over to the left wing. Gives it off to Carvagna, now to Gill. Gill looking at Ottersberg inside. He's closed up, so he'll give it off instead to Bobby Robbins. Robbins going to go over on the wing and going to be a timeout called at this juncture. 1 minute in the game, Coach Schultes says, let's take a T.O., baby. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Welcome back as we go back to live action following a timeout. It'll be a foul on the play on Alex Ottersberg. Ottersberg makes the first of his free throws. That foul was called against Brady Salzman. Salzman picks up his first. Ottersberg's second free throw rolls around, goes out as it's tried to be rebounded by Salzman. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds, so the Miners will commit the first turnover of the game. Carvagna to inbound into Ottersberg. It's tipped away. It'll still be Gillespie ball. Gillespie will inbound in front of their own bench as Carvagna will bring it in to Barrett. Barrett will hold the ball out between the circles and then give it off to Carvagna. Carvagna looking for Ottersberg inside. They'll try to force it into him in the low post. He'll kick it back to Barrett at the head of the key. Thought about a three, then spins to the lane, slices, dices, and gets two. Frankie Barrett, with his first points of the ball game, makes it 3-0. Gillespie with the lead, Southwestern with the ball. Into the corner it goes to Rao. Rao drives baseline. As he does, he's going to be pushed out of bounds. Foul going to be called on the Miners. I believe they're going to call this one on Ottersberg. Yes, Alex will pick up his first. It's a non-shooting foul, so the Piesaw Birds will inbound. It comes into Watson, who sets up for a three. Comes up short, Rao with the rebound and the putback, and it's good. Keegan Rao, the little 5'10 freshman, were in the right place at the right time, right in front of the basket, about 10 feet out in front. Gets the short jumper to go and makes it a 3-2 game. Gillespie with a one-point lead, and the ball is Carvagna. Drives to the basket. His shot goes off the side of the backboard. Watson comes down with a rebound. Off to Day, it goes in the right corner. Back up top to Watson. Watson's going to try to drive. He'll stop. Pull it up around. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll drive and then kick the ball back to Watson. Watson's shot will not go. Moore gets a rebound, and as he's stumbling to the ground, he throws one up, and it goes down, and the Piesaw Birds have a 4-3 lead. Carvagna now setting up a 1-4 offense as he'll get a screen from Ottersberg. Kick it over to Gill on the right wing. Gill with a long three. Nope, did not catch iron. Salzman comes up with a rebound. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Piesaw Birds with a 4-3 lead and the ball. Moore caught a little double team, then he spins away from it, shoots a three. It's no good. Carvagna comes away with the rebound. Gillespie decked out in their white uniforms with the black numerals, orange and black trim. It's Carvagna to the hole. He's stripped by Moore, who takes the ball away, and the Piesaw Birds head the other way. 3 minutes in, Rao for three. Nope, won't go. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Carvagna. He did a good job of boxing out there, got the board, sealed it, brought it down the floor. He'll give it off on the wing to Gill. Gill's going to take it back up to Barrett. Barrett stands between the circles very slowly. He's waiting. Frederick's waiting to come into the game over at the scorer's table. Now Barrett going to drive into the lane, shots off the glass, rattles around, finally goes down. Frankie Barrett showed a good touch there. He picks up his fourth point. Gillespie back on top, 5-4, as we're at the 4:25 mark of quarter number one. Watson on the right wing, going to give it off to Day to Moore. Moore will swing it back to Rao, baseline left. Rao thought about a three. Ottersberg shuts him down, so he'll try to drive around. Now he'll dish to Watson, back to Salzman, deep in the corner for a three. Bottom of the net. Brady Salzman drains the tray from way downtown in the corner on the left side, and the Piesaw Birds are up 7-2. Barrett brings it around. It goes back up top to Carvagna. They'll reverse it over to the other wing to Robbins. Robbins is going to turn, going to try to shoot. He's going to be fouled by Rao. Keegan Rao got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He'll pick up his first, Piesaw Birds' second team foul, to the free throw line, the 5'7 senior, Bobby Robbins, to shoot two. Robbins, wearing those orange shoes, take a couple of three dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Yep, can't buy it. Caught front iron, kicked off. He'll take a practice throw. Now he'll try those hands off. Gets the ball from the official. One, two, three dribbles. Bends those knees, bends the hips, eyes it again, tries it again. Can't buy it again as this one's spun out. So he's 0 for 2, and the Piesaw Birds head the other way, still clinging to that two-point lead. Rao has the ball over on the left wing, gets the ball into Salzman in the lane. Backdoor cut to Moore. Moore slices and dices to the basket. His shot won't go, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was hacked in the act. So at the 3:36 mark, foul's going to be called on Billy Gill. That will be his first. Addis Moore to the free throw line to shoot two. He eyes the first one, tries the first one. Must be something about heavy air in here. He comes up short on his free throw as well. Brock Fredericks comes into the ball game, as does Anthony Rebus for the Miners, as Robbins and Ottersberg will have a seat. Second free throw is up and good for the Piesaw Birds. Addis Moore, who picks up his third point of the game. Makes it 8-5 Southwestern as we're down to the 3:20 mark and counting in the first quarter. Fredericks in the corner, goes back up top to Carvagna. Carvagna penetrates into the lane and gives it off to Gill. Gill leaves it there for Barrett, and Barrett will come back between the circles on a dribble. He'll set things up and go to Gill out in the corner. Now they'll try to go to Barrett inside. Inside out to Gill. He'll pass up on the shot and give it to Barrett. Playing good triangle basketball here. Now Carvagna is going to force the baseline. It's up and it's good. Anthony Carvagna found some space where there was no space as he took it up against Moore. Got his first 2 points of the ball game, makes it a one-point ball game. Southwestern 8, Gillespie 7, Rao for 3, bottom of the net. Keegan Rao has a 2 and a 3, give him 5, give the Piesaw Birds a 4-point lead. Barrett brings it over to the right wing. Everything is left open for him there as they'll overload to the right. Back out top, it'll go to Fredericks. Fredericks swings it up to the head of the key to Barrett, and Barrett says, let's reset. He'll get a couple of postmen who give a couple screens. Three-point attempt is up. It's a little long and a little strong by Brock Fredericks. Moore comes down with a rebound. Moore's going to try to drive through the lane. It's closed off, so he'll give it off to Day. He'll get it back. Moore will pick up his dribble now and give it to Gavin Day, who will set the offense up. Piesaw Birds will go with two guys on the elbow. Now they'll swing Rao through for a three-point on the left side. Bottom of it. Keegan Rao comes up with his second tray of the day. Give him 8 points and give the Piesaw Birds a 14-7 lead. Carvagna with the ball off to Gill. Gill in the corner, back up to Carvagna. Back to Gill as they play catch. Now Barrett says, I want in on the action. He'll take a pass and go up between the circles, reset the offense with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Into Carvagna it goes. Now off to Barrett. Barrett has it stripped. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Piesaw Birds. 1:27 to go here in the first quarter. 14-7, Piesaw Birds with the lead. Gillespie with the ball. Carvagna will be the trigger man. He's looking. He'll get the ball into Gill and then get it right back. He'll pop a three from the baseline. It'll rattle around. Won't go down. Salzman comes up with a rebound for the green and gold. Back goes Moore. Moore on a dribble drive to the left. Off to Rao, who's had the hot hand. Instead, he tries to throw it across to Salzman. It goes all the way across the floor and out of bounds. First turnover of the game on the Piesaw Birds, as Ottersberg will come back into the lineup, giving Billy Gill a break. Barrett to inbound to Carvagna. 1-1-1 showing on the first quarter clock. 14-7 is the Paisaw Bird lead. Carvagna getting it off to Fredericks. Fredericks drives and then kicks it out to Barrett. Barrett over to Carvagna. Baseline jumper. Nope, no good. But they're on the rebound. Ottersberg, he can't get the shot to drop. Now they're fighting for a ball, and they'll call a jump ball as it looked like both Rebus and Rowell were in on that one, and the arrow favors the Paisaw Birds. So with 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter, Paisaw Birds will bring the ball down with a 14-7 lead. They'll give it off to Watson, looking in the corner for Rowell. 2-3 zone for the Miners. Moore at the head of the key, going to give it off to Watson from the elbow. Give him three. As there said, Watson was just behind the three-point line. So the Paisaw Birds have put up four threes here in the first quarter. Take a 17-7 lead. Back the other way, Carvagna gives it off to Rebus. Rebus over to Barrett. Barrett with 20 seconds to go. Stops at the free throw line. Drive jump shot. Easy for you to say. Kicks back out, and the Paisaw Birds come up with it. Off to Watson it goes. Inside 10 seconds we go. Watson holds the ball with five. Pass into the corner to Salzman. Now to Gray. Day with a baseline jumper is up and no good. It goes off the iron, but the Paisaw Birds will go off the floor to their bench at the end of the first quarter. It is Southwestern 17, Gillespie 7. Back after these messages on WSMI. We're having an issue of the gremlins here at Staunton tonight, trying to get it worked out if we can, as the Paisaw Birds have come down in the second quarter, missed a shot back the other way. A three-pointer by Frankie Barrett makes our score 17-10. Rowell with a three-point shot from the baseline left side, and it's good. Don't look now, but Keegan Rowell has 11 points, three threes, and a two, and the Paisaw Birds are up 20-10. With the ball is Bobby Robbins. Robbins gives it off to Carvagna. Carvagna to Barrett. Barrett going to try another three. Bottom of the net. As Frankie Barrett has come up with two threes here in the second quarter, draws the Miners back to within seven. 20-13, Paisaw Birds with the lead and the ball. Rowell over in the right corner. He hadn't been there too often. Been shooting from the left corner. Now we're going to have a three-second violation on Watson as the ball was over on the right side, and I'm not exactly sure what he was doing there, but camping. In any event, turnover number two will give the ball back to the Miners. 20-13 is the Paisaw Bird lead, as bringing the ball down the floor is Bobby Robbins. He'll give it off to Anthony Rebus. Rebus back up top to Ottersberg, to Barrett, who's had the hot hand from the three-point line. That time it goes over the rim and into the hands of Addis Moore. Moore brings the ball down, 6-10 to go till halftime. Day with a three. Rattles off the iron, won't go down. Moore comes away with a rebound. May have traveled as he stumbled coming down, but he got away with it. Now he's being guarded there ferociously by Robbins, who get the ball off to Gavin Day. Day, the 5'10 sophomore, is working the point guard position here in the second quarter. He'll give the ball off to Watson. Watson looked at Moore cutting through the lane, decided not to go that way. Instead, he'll go to Rowell, and Rowell's going to be fouled on the play by Bobby Robbins. So Robbins going to pick up the foul. That'll be his first. It'll be the team's third. Gill will return to the lineup as Robbins will have a seat for Coach Casey Schultes. Also coming into the lineup will be Brock Fredericks, as he will give Anthony Rebus a spell. And now Cale Shookman coming in to replace Gavin Day in the Paisaw Bird lineup. After all that's said and done, the Paisaw Birds will inbound at the free throw line extended down at the far end. Watson inbounded, got it back, tried a three, rattled it off the iron. Salzman comes away with the rebound. Paisaw Birds maintain possession. Moore kicks it off to Watson. Watson thought about a three. Instead, he'll go in the corner and then get the ball back. And this three-pointer will go high over everything. The Miners come away with the rebound. It was Brock Fredericks saving that one from going out of bounds. Gets it off to Gill. Gill now gets the ball back to Fredericks to Barrett for a three. This one won't go. Salzman looking for the rebound, gets pushed from behind by Ottersberg. Alex going to pick up his second. Two personal fouls on the 6'1 senior Alex Ottersberg. Four team fouls on the Miners. Paisaw Birds leading 20-13 will inbound, but first we'll get another substitution. Tanner Whitfield, a 5'9 junior, been playing some good ball as of late, according to the coaches. They decide they want to get him some playing time here. So Tanner Whitfield in the minor lineup as we approach the five-minute mark of the second quarter. 20-13 is the Paisaw Bird lead. They'll walk it down slowly against the 3-2 zone of the Miners. Rao with the ball over on the left wing. He's going to drive into the lane. He's going to get fouled as somebody was caught reaching in. I believe that one's going to go against Frankie Barrett. Barrett's going to pick up his first. That'll be the 15th foul. So the Paisaw Birds will inbound under their own basket. Shookman looking, finds Moore off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It is the Miners who come away with it as Whitfield got the ball. Now they'll give the ball to Barrett. Oh, Barrett goes charging into the lane. He dropped the shoulder into Salzman, and Barrett's going to get called for the foul. That'll be his second. Salzman did a good job of holding his position there, but then he was clapping his hands a little vociferously, and I don't think the referees like that kind of taunting. They're letting him get by with it this time, but don't be surprised if he doesn't get called next time. Moore's going to hold the ball out around midcourt. Barrett's going to come out and get some pressure defense on him. He'll kick the ball over on the wing to Rao. No, I'm sorry. That's Chucky Dar in there now. Charlie Dar is in there, and he passes it off to Moore. Moore's going to penetrate in through a double team off the iron. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Gillespie comes up with it. Gill with a lead pass to Barrett. Barrett's all by himself. Coming up from behind is Rao, and he blocked that shot from behind, and the Paisaw Birds come away with the ball. Looked like it was going to be an easy two for GHS. Instead, SWHS has the ball. Salzman gets the ball in the high post, and he's immediately fouled by Tanner Whitfield. Whitfield gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Be his first team's seventh foul, so that'll send Salzman to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Salzman, a 6'1 junior, has 3 points to his credit. Watson will replace Moore in the Paisaw Bird lineup as Salzman gets ready for his first free throw to see if he can get a second one. He'll take a few dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. Nope, they're not going to count it because he stepped over the free throw line heading into the lane before the ball got to the rim. So the violation cost the Paisaw Birds a point, and as a result, it's still 20-13, halfway through quarter number two. Cravagna with the ball over on the wing to Fredericks. Fredericks back to Cravagna to Barrett. He's going to go into the lane, off the glass. It won't go, but he was hacked in the act, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. This foul is going to go, I believe, against Charlie Dar. Dar will pick up his first to the free throw line. Frankie Barrett to shoot two. First one's up, and the first one's good. He'll get another one. He has 7 points in the quarter, 11 points in the game, the 6'1 senior. Coach Dar getting some kind of explanation as Barrett eyes the second one, tries the second one, can't buy the second one. It caught back iron. Watson comes away with the rebound. 3:40 to go till halftime, 20-14, a 6-point lead for the Paisaw Birds. Watson dribbling in front of the Gillespie bench, gives it over to Shookman. Shookman going to drive over to the left, then comes back up top. Now he'll give it to Rao, who'll fire a three. This one's long and strong, but Watson comes away with the rebound. Watson wanted to drive baseline. It was shut off, so he'll give the ball to Dar. Dar has his shot blocked, and there's Rao to come up with the rebound. His shot won't go. Salzman had it, then lost it. To the floor they go as Dar had the rebound. Coach Dar calls for a quick timeout. So the Paisaw Birds will get a quick timeout with 3:13 to go to halftime. Southwestern 20, Gillespie 14. Back after this message on WSMI. 3:13 showing on the second quarter clock. Paisaw Birds will have the ball as we return from the timeout. They lead 20-14. Watson will be the trigger man underneath his own basket. Dar's in there with Rao, who'll get a double screen, tries to go outside. He's not open. They'll have to go diagonal with a long pass for Salzman. Salzman to Dar, Dar to Watson. Watson with the ball between the circles, off to Charlie Dar. Into the corner, it goes to Rao. He's double-teamed, dribbles out of it, goes to Salzman, off to Watson. Watson with a fake shot is deflected, and he gets it back. And off the glass it goes, rattles around, still won't go down. Moore comes up with a rebound. Paisaw Birds with a couple of big offensive rebounds. Now they go to Dar and throw it away. Turnover number three brings GHS back the other way. Barrett has it roll off the rim, but the Miners come up with the offensive rebound. Shot is up and partially blocked. Whitfield with the block shot. Paisaw Birds retrieve it with 2-3-4, showing on the second quarter clock. It's still 20-14. SWHS, Moore with a spin to the basket, and it's good. Addis Moore with his second bucket of the game to go along with a free throw gives him 5 points, gives the Paisaw Birds an 8-point lead. Cravagna brings it down over to the right side. He'll dish it off to Fredericks. Fredericks will go back up top. At the high post is Barrett. They'll run a little weave. Now off to Whitfield. He'll drive down the lane. Off the glass, no good. They'll tap it out. Moore comes away with it. Moore's being ridden down the floor, but he keeps on going. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the green and gold. Moore went a little bit out of control heading to the basket, and give Cravagna credit. He stood his ground and set a good screen, and as Moore tried to slice around him, ball went off his own leg and out of bounds. Three turnovers on the Paisaw Birds. The Miners, with 1:50 to go till halftime, get the ball back, trailing by 8. Barrett, who's had some luck out at the three-point line, going to give the ball off to Whitfield. His three-point shot comes up short. Watson comes away with a rebound. Watson being hounded there by Cravagna. He's able to get away, and on the dribble, he'll take it across midcourt. Off to Moore he'll go. Day cutting through the lane, not open. Moore's going to stop and pop from 14. It's off the glass, too strong. Back the other way, Barrett with the ball. Looking ahead, now he'll take it himself. Now kick it out in the corner to Fredericks for three. Bottom of the net. Brock Fredericks set up there and just waited. Barrett did all the work, drew the defense into the lane, and kicked it out into the corner. And Fredericks makes it a 5-point game. Back the other way, Day's shot will not go. Salzman comes up with the rebound. Pump fake. As he's on the floor, they're going to say he was fouled. That will be the 18th foul, so it'll send Brady Salzman to the free throw line to shoot the one and. That foul will go against Tanner Whitfield. That will be his second, Salzman, to the free throw line, where he's 0-for-1 from there tonight. He'll toe that line. Three dribbles, spin the ball, eye it, try it, can't buy it. Back iron, comes down to Cravagna. Now into the final minute of the first half we go. Miners trailing by 5. It'll be Barrett trying to go baseline. He's going to be stopped by Jonathan Watson, but Watson reaching around, gets caught for the foul, be his first on the Paisaw Birds. That'll be team's 5th. A non-shooting foul. Gillespie will inbound under their own basket. They'll get it in to Fredericks. Fredericks off to Cravagna, or to Barrett now up top of the key. Barrett looking for Cravagna over on the wing. He'll now give it to him. Cravagna sets, shoots. 3-point shot off the iron, off the backboard, no good. Coming up with a rebound is Keegan Rowell. 35 seconds to go. Paisaw Birds with a 5-point lead. They led by 10 at the end of the first quarter. Moore with the ball to Rowell, deep in the right corner for 3. Bottom of the net, Keegan Rowell. His second three of the quarter, his fourth three of the game, gives him 14 points, gives the Paisaw Birds an 8-point lead. Whitfield brings the ball down and sets the offense up. He'll roll through into the lane, stops, gives it off on the wing to Fredericks for 3. Off the iron, it will not go. Watson chases it down with 4 seconds to go. He'll go to Moore. Moore tries to get it to Keegan. Keegan cannot get the shot off, so Rowell's shot will not go, but the Paisaw Birds will go to the locker room with a 25-17 lead over the Gillespie Miners. We'll be back with halftime after these messages on WSMI. Paisaw Birds will get the ball to start the third quarter. Salzman kicks it out to Watson out top. Moore sitting at one low post. Now he's going to come out to the three-point line. Thought about a three, but Ottersburg covered him up, so he'll take it on the dribble and give it back to Watson between the circles. Salzman sitting at a high post. Goes off to Day over on the right wing. Day kicks it into Salzman. Back out to Watson for a long arching three. No good. Day had the rebound. Had it bounce off of his shin and out of bounds. So the ball will go over to the Miners, who trail by 8. Just underway here in quarter number 3. Bobby Robbins starting in place of Blake Zinner tonight, as we Zinner fighting an illness bug, was not in the lineup tonight. Cravagna, low post. He backs Moore into the basket. Tries to turn around jumper. It will not go. Moore comes up with the rebound, and he'll go down the floor. Picks up his dribble. Gives off to Day. Day with the ball over on the right wing. High. Gives off to the low post to Stalzman. Back to Moore for three. Bottom of the net. Addis Moore. Believe it or not, that's his first three of the day, as the Paisaw Birds have now hit seven free throws in the game. Three-pointers in the game. Off it goes, and driving to the basket is Robbins. It won't go. Moore comes up with the rebound. Got a few Southwestern kids a little bit taller than I wish they were. That's not good to say, says the basketball coach of Southwestern. Anyway, they're sitting right in front of me, kind of making it a little difficult for me to see down at the other end from time to time. Day with the ball to Salzman. Baseline three. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Moore comes over the top, and he's going to get called for the foul. He smacked Robbins in the back of the head and then turned and asked the official, what did I do? Moore will pick up his first, as Fredericks will replace Robbins in the minor lineup. He'll get the inbounds pass as we go down to 6 minutes here in the third quarter. 28-17, Southwestern by 11. On the dribble is Fredericks. He loses the dribble. Day with a steal. That's only the second turnover against Gillespie. Day off the glass. No good. He goes up with his own rebound. Makes the second shot, an even more difficult shot. He gets it to roll in as it climbed up over the edge of the rim and down. So Day with his first 2 points of the game makes it 30-17. Cravagna with the ball, dribbles over to the left side. Goes back up top, gives it off to Fredericks. His three-pointer will not go. Ottersburg fights for the rebounds. It goes off of his leg and out of bounds. He thought he was fouled. Kind of looks over at the bench. Coach shoulders with his arms folded. Simply says, can't help you on this one. 5:25 and counting, quarter number three. Paisaw Birds up 30-17. To Watson over on the left or right side, back to Day on the left side. Day looking for Moore in the middle. He's surrounded by three. As he catches the ball, he has to move quickly out of the lane. Now inside, outside pass to Salzman. Moore three will not go. Watson with the rebound, however, and the putback is good. Jonathan Watson camped right in front of the basket, and when the shot from Salzman dropped there, he got it, put it back up and off the glass for a 32-17 lead for the Paisaw Birds. Cravagna at the elbow, wants to get the ball to Ottersburg, who goes baseline. Little finger roll, goes up and good. Alex Ottersburg with his first bucket of the night to go along with the free throw. Give him 3 points, make it 32-19. Paisaw Birds with the lead. And Salzman with the ball, goes baseline and gets a shot to drop. So Salzman gets the two, and he'll head out. As back the other way, we'll go the Miners. A three-pointer by Gill. It's good as he gets bottom of the net. Billy Gill picks up the tray, and quickly a timeout is called. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll take a quick break too. 4:21 to go, third quarter. 34-22, Paisaw Birds with the lead and the ball when we come back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back at the studio. Paisaw Birds going to face some full court pressure by the Miners as they'll bring the ball up as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number three. Watson dances his way out of a double team, reverses to the other side, breaks the midcourt line, drives to the basket, off the iron, no good. Cravagna comes up with a rebound. Watson's shot just ran out of gas and would not climb over the edge of the rim. Cravagna to Gill. He's got the hot hand. Bottom of the net. Billy Gill hits his second tray two times in a row down the floor. Gill's got the hot hand. Now Gill's got a steal as the Paisaw Birds try the long pass. Gill goes to the basket. Nope, he's going to pass it off, and it'll be Fredericks going to the basket, and he's going to be fouled by Rao. But the Paisaw Birds a little nonchalant with that long pass. Gill made him pay. He finds Fredericks, who will now go to the free throw line to shoot two. Gillespie, but 2 for 6 from the charity stripe tonight. He'll eye it, try it, and buy it. Fourth point of the game for Brock Fredericks. He'll get another. He's drawn the Miners to within 8. See if he can make it 7. 3:43 on the third quarter clock. Second free throw's up. No good. Salzman comes away with a rebound. Gives off to Moore. Moore being hounded by Barrett. Gets across midcourt. He's gone through three, now four. Now to the basket. His shot won't go. Day's got the rebound. His shot won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Moore's going to get called for a reach-in foul. He knew it. Just dropped the ball right there and headed down to the other end of the floor. So the Piesol Birds with three good opportunities right in under the basket. Couldn't get any of them to go. And then the foul on Moore gives the ball back to Gillespie. 3:33 showing on a third quarter clock. Gill got that hot hand. Gill fires it again. Gill gets it again. Bottom of the net. Billy Gill has put the Miners on his shoulders, and he says, I'm going to get us back in the ballgame. Three threes in a row for Billy Gill. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Just when it looked like the Piesol Birds might run away and hide, they built the lead up to 30-17. Along comes Billy Gill. Billy Gill hits one, hits two, hits three threes in a row, and draws the Miners back within five. Piesol Birds lead 34-29. It's a five-point lead as Watson tried to dribble and cross over, and the ball went out of bounds right in front of the Piesol Bird bench. Fifth turnover of the game on the Piesol Birds, second one here in the third quarter. Will they find Billy Gill again? He's deep in the corner over on the right side. Gravagna going to try to get the ball to him. They're going to bring in the Piesol Birds have brought in Lane Gage to try to stop Gill, and that allows Barrett to go to the basket. Barrett gets the shot to drop, and he'll get an and one as the foul is going to be called on Jonathan Watson. So Watson will pick up his second. And Barrett to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. Day replaces Watson in the Piesol Bird lineup. Barrett going to take a couple of dribbles. Now one more. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. He can't buy it. Rao comes up with a rebound. He's double-teamed there as the Miners are smothered on him. They're going to say out of bounds. Last touch by the Piesol Birds. Looked like as he was trying to go for the ball, Addis Moore lost control as he rolled to the floor. He rolled over the ball, was last to touch it. Barrett on a quick inbounds pass gets two. They gave him two just inside the three-point line. That's four and a quarter, 11 in the game, and the Piesol Birds turn it over again. Sixth turnover of the game. Barrett comes back the other way. Moore comes up with a rebound and a missed shot. Off to Rowell. He'll stop. He'll pop. He has a shot blocked out of the air. Back the other way go the Miners to take the lead. It's Barrett off the glass and good. Six and a quarter, 17 in the game. Just like that, the Miners have come up with a 36-34 lead, and the Piesol Birds have to take a timeout. The Miners have come storming back, and they lead this one 36-34. They were down by 13 just a moment ago, but it's been a 15-point advantage for GHS. And they have taken a 36-34 lead with 2:36 to go here in the third quarter. Miners lead as we listen to this game on WSMI. Don't give up on those Gillespie Miners as they have come storming back from a 13-point deficit to take a two-point lead. Piesol Birds inbound. Addis Moore, little finger roll there on the side of the rim. Ties this one up. Now going to the basket. Shot is up and no good. And I think Ottersburg's going to get caught for reaching over, trying to get the rebound on Alex. That will be his third. On the Miners, that's only their first foul of the second half, as Bobby Robbins will replace Barrett in the Miner lineup. We're knotted 36-36. Inbounds pass comes in to Lane Gage. And he'll give it off to Moore. Moore on the dribble. Takes it up to the head of the key, gives it off to Gage. Now to Salzman. Salzman inside trying to get it to Moore, and foul going to be called on the Miners. It'll be a non-shooting foul. It will go against Bobby Robbins. Robbins will pick up his second. Piesol Birds will inbound with 109 seconds to go, third quarter. Today for three. Short. Coming up with the rebound. Piesol Birds have it, and they're going to call a jump ball as Carvani and Moore both had it tied up. The arrow favors Gillespie as Barrett will come back into the lineup, replacing Robbins. Watson will replace Gage in the Paisaw Bird lineup. 1:42 left in the third quarter. We're knotted at 36. Gravagna off to Barrett on a little dribble drive. Stop and pop. It's up and it's good. Brock Fredericks with a nice jumper just inside the head of the key. Makes it 38-36 Gillespie. Watson dribbles through a double team. He'll get the ball down to the free throw line extended, then a reverse and come out and set it up. Moore being guarded by Barrett. Barrett, who had his arms wrapped around him, did not get called. And then Day, as he was loose control, tries to throw the ball back in bounds. It goes out of bounds under the basket. And so it will be Gillespie's ball. Gage comes back into the lineup, replacing Rowell for SWHS. 1 minute and counting. Cravagna with the ball on the dribble. He weaves right, then left, and then gives it off to Fredericks. Fredericks watches Cravagna drive around. He goes to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, gives it off to Cravagna, who lost it. Watson comes away with it. Turnover number 4 on GHS. Back the other way, going to be a charge foul called against Watson. He was heading to the basket, tried to create a little bit more space than he had, and instead picks up his third foul. That will also go as an offensive foul, so that's a turnover for the Paisaw Bird. Their eighth, their fifth here in the third quarter, in which they relinquished an 8-point lead and now trail by 2. End of the final, 35 seconds we go. Barrett on the dribble goes over to Cravagna on the right side. Cravagna with a dribble drive gives it off to Fredericks. Fredericks going to drive. Now he'll reverse and go back to the left, give to Cravagna. Cravagna waits until things clear out. Then he'll check and see as they're waiting for the final shot of the third quarter. Cravagna lost it. Moore touched it last, and it'll be Gillespie ball. Cravagna wasn't sure what that didn't go on his leg last, but a little sigh of relief there as he realized we still got the ball. Fredericks drives to the elbow and then kicks back to Cravagna. With 10 seconds to go, Schultes, Coach Schultes says, let's take it over here to the right. Let's reverse. Back to Barrett. Barrett to Cravagna. Cravagna over on the wing to Fredericks. Fredericks running one-hander. No good. Horn sounds ending the third quarter. And after three quarters of play, it is Gillespie 38, Southwestern 36. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the top row. The Gillespie Miners scored 17 points in the first half, then came up with 21 points in the third quarter to turn a 25-17 deficit into a 38-36 lead. Rowell with a jumper from the elbow over on the left side gets his first bucket of the second half, gives him 16 points on the game, ties this one up at 38. Barrett on a dribble drive to Fredericks. Fredericks looks at a cutting Cravagna. He's not open, so he'll give the ball off to Barrett. Barrett to Gill. Gill almost lost it. However, Fredericks has come there over to help him out, gets the ball under control, goes on a dribble, off to Barrett. Barrett going to drive to the lane, pull back, gives it off to Gill for three. A little short this time, but there's Fredericks with a big rebound and a big semi-hook for his eighth point of the game. Brock Fredericks, right place at the right time. Miners up by 2, 40-38. Day with the ball, crossing the midcourt, gets it off to Rowell. Rowell sets up for a three. That's his spot. This one comes up a little short. Fredericks comes up with a rebound. He's bumped by 2 Paisaw Birds. He's in trouble now, and Coach Shoulder says, I'll take a timeout. 6:51 to go, fourth quarter. Miners ball when we come back, and they lead 40-38 on WSMI. 6:51 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Gillespie with a 2-point lead and the ball. Barrett brings it down. Double stack on the offense. They'll get the ball off to Ottersberg down low. Ottersberg goes back up top to Cravagna. Cravagna looks at Barrett cutting through the middle. He's not open, so Cravagna takes on a dribble. He'll go up to get a screen on either elbow. Over to the right, he'll go to Barrett. Barrett wants to drive against Watson, but decides he'll dribble back up top. Miners going to take their time now with a 2-point lead. Barrett going to look for cutters coming up the middle. Nothing there, so he'll kick it on the wing and then gets a pass off to Fredericks. back to Garrett. Now coming up with the steal is Salzman, only the fifth turnover of the game on GAHS. They've taken pretty good care of the ball. Now Moore with the ball dishes it off to Watson as we hit the six-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Watson, who zigzags across the lane, backdoor pass to Rao, couldn't get his hands on it. He finally controls it and gets it off to Day. Day back to Rao. Baseline jumper, no good. Cravagna comes up with a rebound. He's triple-teamed, and he's going to be fouled by the Piasaw Birds, and they'll call this one, I believe, on Gavin Day. Yes, Gavin Day will pick up the foul, his second. Piasaw Birds have committed their sixth foul, so the Miners will be in the bonus the rest of the night. Miners leading 40-38, 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Gill with the ball, waits to give it off to Barrett. Barrett wants to drive to the lane. He stopped at the free throw line and backs out. Now he's wanting to restart the charge. Off to Gill, lines up a three. Yes! Hit the iron, bounced straight up, went straight down. Billy Gill with a shooter's touch. Gill for three. That's his fourth tray of the night. Give him 12 points. Give the Miners a five-point lead. 43-38. Salzman for three. Bottom of the net. Brady Salzman with his second tray of the day. Gives him 8 points. Makes it a two-point game. 43-41. Miners by two with the ball. Cravagna on a dribble. Across the head of the key. Gives off to Fredericks. Fredericks going to back it up. He'll find Garrett. Barrett, excuse me. Barrett has the ball over on the right side. Frankie comes up on a dribble. Let's the offense set up. Getting stacked offense on each side of the elbow. Barrett wanted to go inside to Ottersburg. Instead, he'll go back to Gill. Gill just a little outside his three-point range, so he'll give the ball back to Barrett, and they'll reset the offense. Headed to the halfway mark of quarter number four. 4:20 and counting. Gill, 4-3. Oh, this one won't go. Watson comes up with a rebound. Gill on the evening has four threes to his credit, 12 points. He's a main reason why the Miners have a two-point lead. Day goes and gets the ball to set the offense. He has Rao over on the left wing, Watson on the right wing. Gives the ball off to Moore. Moore has the ball poked away. He chases it down and gives it back up top to Watson. Watson looking for Rao, who cut back door, but it's not there. So Watson will take it on a dribble over between the circles. He'll give it off to Moore. Moore's going to drive baseline. He wants to stop. Rao had his feet set but had good defense on him by Ottersburg, so he'll stop for a little runner. It comes up short. Cravagna with a rebound. Off to Fredericks. Miners don't have numbers, so Fredericks is going to slow things up. He'll pull it out. They lead by two. Barrett's going to force the issue going to the basket, and they're going to call a foul on the floor, I believe. And this one's going to go against Watson, who will pick up his fourth foul, if that's who it's against. Yes, that will be foul number four on Jonathan Watson. Miners are in the bonus, and that means Frankie Barrett, with 18 points, goes to the free throw line to shoot a one, and he'll eye it, he'll try it, he'll buy it. Rattled around, kissed the glass, and came back through. 19 points for Barrett on the night. 12 points for Gill. That's leading the way for the Miners. Looking for number 20. He found it. 20 points for Frankie Barrett. Makes it 45-41. The Gillespie Miners have a four-point lead. They'll take a timeout as well. 3:35 fourth quarter. Miners 45. Piasaw Birds 41. Back after these messages on WSMI. The clock goes under 3:33 in the fourth quarter. Piasaw Birds trail by four. Salzman today thought about a three. Stid gives it to Rao. Head of the key. Bottom of the net. As Keegan Rao picks up three, that is his fifth three of the day. Gives him 19 points on the game. It's a one-point game. To Billy Gill for three. Off the iron, no good. Watson comes away with a rebound at the three-minute mark. The Piasaw Birds have an opportunity to regain the lead. A lead that they had by 10 after one quarter, by 8 after two quarters. They were trailing by 2 at the end of three quarters. Day on the dribble drive goes to the lane, off the glass, off the iron, won't go. Cravagna comes up with a rebound, and the Miners come back with a one-point lead. Cravagna's going to take his time, take the ball across midcourt, then stand there and dribble. Moore's going to come out and give a little bit of pressure, see if he can force the issue. Cravagna being very patient as we hit the 2:25 mark of the fourth quarter. He'll go to Fredericks over on the right wing. Fredericks will bring it up on a dribble and give it off to Anthony Cravagna. Cravagna wanted to drive. Instead, he'll pull it out and set it back up. He gets a screen from Fredericks, drives over to the left side, wanted to go into the lane, but it was shut off. He'll go back up top to Fredericks. Fredericks going to dish it off to Bobby Robbins. Robbins comes over on the right wing. Now he'll drive to the lane, dump off, throws it right into the hands of Addis Moore. Turnover number 6 gives the ball back to the Piesaw Birds. Moore with a chance for the lead. His shot won't go. They fight for the rebound, and it's Bobby Robbins who comes up with it, and a foul going to be called on the Piesaw Birds. This foul will go against Brady Salzman. It'll be his second, Piesaw Birds' 8th. So with 1:46 to go in the fourth quarter, they'll walk the length of the floor, and when they get there, Bobby Robbins will shoot the one and. He is 0-for-2 from the free throw line back in the first quarter. One and possibly two big ones here. Bobby going to take a couple dribbles, eyes it, tries it, comes up short. Moore comes away with a rebound. For the third time in a row, Piesaw Birds bring the ball down the floor with a chance to take the lead. To Salzman it goes, up top to Watson. Down to 1:35 and counting. Day wants the ball. No, instead Gill says, I want to foul him. Gill grabs him around the waist, pulls on him, and gets the foul. For Billy Gill, that will be his second. That will allow the Miners to get Barrett back in the lineup as the Piesaw Birds will inbound. That's only the third team foul against Gillespie here in the second half. Day drives the lane up and good, and he'll go to the line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is going to go against Alex Ottersberg. That will be his 4th. Gavin Day with the bucket gives him 4. The free throw looking for number 5 as the sophomore eyes it. Now he tries it. He can't buy it. It rattled around and kicked out. 46-45, Piesaw Birds with a 1-point lead. Gillespie with the ball. Cravagna will walk it down as we hit the 120 mark. Being very patient, off to Barrett it goes. Barrett to Fredericks. Fredericks, he traveled as he wanted to pass it to Cravagna. Cravagna had walked on through, couldn't get back to it. Fredericks tried to grab the ball, and they called him for a travel as he passed the ball to himself. That'll be turnover number 7 on GHS. Gives the ball back to the Piesaw Birds. Moore to the hole. He got the breakaway, and he got the easy 2. Addis Moore with a dozen, and the Piesaw Birds are up by 3. As we hit the 1-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Cravagna brings it down on a dribble over to the right side. Fredericks goes through a double team. He gets the ball at the head of the key for 3. Bottom of the net. Brock Fredericks with a tray gives him 5 1/4, 11 in the game. We're tied 48-48 with 48 seconds to go. Clock running. Now we're down to 40 seconds to go. Watson with the ball on the dribble, being guarded by Cravagna. He'll bring the ball up top to Salzman. Salzman today, now to 30 seconds we go. Rao with the ball, being guarded, and he almost traveled. Gave the ball off to Salzman. A lot of the Gillespie fans thought that he took an extra step there. Coach Darr will take a timeout with 21 seconds to go. 48-48 is our score. We'll take a quick break and be back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Tim Mize. 21 seconds left in regulations. Piesaw Birds have the ball after the timeout. We're tied at 48. Gavin Day with the ball. You know who they want to take the shot would be Addis Moore. But Day's going to go into the lane. He's in trouble. He's going to have to step through. And as he does, he's going to be called for the travel. Turnover number 9 on the Piesaw Birds. So with 8.5 seconds to go, it will be Gillespie Miner ball. Gillespie Miners will take a timeout. As they take a timeout, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. In our first game of the evening from here at Staunton High School in the Macoupin County Tournament, Carlinville defeated Bunker Hill 49-48. Right now it is 48-48, and there's a good possibility that the losing team will once again end up with 48 points.
It very well could happen, Gary. Could have taken that one to Vegas.
8.5 seconds to go. The Miners are going to inbounds. They've got the dynamic duel, Barrett and Cravagna, up here. They'll get the ball to Barrett. Bear's going to go on the drive to the left side. He'll get a screen from Gill. Now he'll try the baseline. He'll spin to the hole. Off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Salzman comes up with it. And the horn sounds, ending the fourth quarter. 32 minutes was not enough tonight. We'll go an extra period, as after four quarters of play, the Piesaw Birds and the Gillespie Miners are knotted at 48. Back after these messages on WSMI. We are knotted 48-48. We are going to put four extra minutes up on the scoreboard, and we're going to play a little bit longer here, Tim Mize.
Bonus basketball, as they say.
So the Piesaw Birds trailing 38-36 heading into the fourth quarter, outscored Gillespie 12-10, and we're knotted at 48. The Piesaw Birds will win the tip. They are headed from left to right as we look down on the floor, or to the west end of the gymnasium. Off to Rowell it goes, and there's going to be a holding foul called against. I believe they're going to get Barrett. Yes, he wanted to make sure that Moore did not get the ball. Instead, Barrett will pick up his third. That, however, is only the fifth team foul against the Piesaw Birds, so they will inbound under their own basket. Watson to throw it in. He gets it in to Moore. Moore is waylaid by Barrett. I think Barrett's going to get 2 minutes for cross-checking.
He got his money's worth. And Moore might have had his ankle landed on awkwardly there. He's to his feet now. He grimaced for a moment, but he doesn't appear to be walking with any type of major limp.
That, for Frankie Barrett, will be his fourth foul. However, it's only the sixth team foul against the Miners. Now both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. As with 3:44 to go, the Piesaw Birds will inbound. They'll get the ball off to Day. Day is looking for Salzman. Salzman's not flashing to the post. Now Day, being guarded by Carvana, will back it out. Watson's going to go cut across the head of the key. Day's going to maintain his dribble. As Watson says, come over here to the wing. Give it off to Moore. Moore almost lost it. Moore goes to the hole, off the glass, no good. Day with a rebound, gives it off to Moore. This time he goes off the edge of the rim, cannot get the shot to go again. Day goes to the floor, and I think they're going to get him for a blocking foul as he got decked on it. For Gavin, that will be his third foul, and Addis Moore just snake-bitten that time, wasn't he?
He was, and Gary, that went to the point you made earlier about when you miss a shot that you should make, generally a foul is committed. Now, Addis didn't commit the foul, but his teammate was right there out of frustration, a foul 85 feet from the bucket.
4 for 5 from the free throw line tonight is Barrett. This one is no good. He misses the front end of the 1-1. So the Piesaw Birds will get the ball back. We played 1 minute in overtime. 3 minutes to go. Barrett and Moore are tangled up. They look like a couple of worms there. All the appendages are wrapped around each other, and they can't get away from each other. Watson with the ball. He's going to fire up a three. Bottom of the net. Jonathan Watson with his first points since back in the third quarter, as he now has 8 points, and the Piesaw Birds are up 3, 51-48. Barrett with the ball, looking for Ottersberg inside. Cravagna with the ball up top. I want to remind you, of course, Blake Zinner, the big 6'4 senior for Gillespie, has been out of action tonight. But without him, they have still played a very competitive game. Fredericks for three, off the iron, no good. Day comes up with a rebound. Gill's going to be guilty of reaching over the top. For Gill, that will be personal foul number 3. So Ottersberg has 4, Barrett has 4, and Gill has 3 for the Miners. As we'll walk the length of the floor, and the Piesaw Birds' Gavin Day will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1, and he's 0 for 1 from the free throw line tonight, setting on 2 points for the evening. Gavin Day, couple dribbles, spins the ball. Now he eyes it. Now he tries it. He can't buy it. Off back iron. Tipped back, but Gill's there to bring it down. So the Miners have the ball trailing by 3. 2-2-2 on the overtime clock. Cravagna will set things up. Ottersberg and Gill come up to give him a screen on either elbow. He'll go to the right side, give it to Gill. Back up top, it goes to Fredericks. Heading towards the 2-minute mark. It's 2:05 and counting. Cravagna being very patient with Fredericks. Fredericks gets a screen from Ottersberg. Now he'll go driving into the lane. Dishes it off, ball's on the ground, and the Piesaw Birds come away with it. Costly turnover for GHS there. Piesaw Birds, with 1:50 to go, have a 3-point lead and the ball. Watson brings it down on the dribble, being guarded by Gill. Right now, Gill's giving him a little cushion. Now he'll go up and give him some pressure. Watson to the hole, right-hand layup. off the iron and good. Jonathan Watson has come up with 5 points here in the overtime. And with 1:30 to go in the overtime, the Faisal Birds have built the lead to 53-48. Cravagna trying to go to the basket. He tried to force his way to the basket. Did not, however, get the foul called. And still, he got the travel call. That'll be the ninth. Each team with 9 miscues on the game. And now the Miners going to go to the bench as they'll bring Bobby Robbins back into the game and have Frankie Barrett take a seat. For defensive purposes, I would presume. Possibly to foul. Now the long pass to Watson. He's wide open and then dribbles the ball off of his foot and out of bounds. He was so anxious to get to the basket, he dribbled it off his foot. Turnover number 10 on SWHS. The ball went the length of the floor but never came close to the rim. So the Miners catch a break there, and that enables them to get Barrett back in the lineup. Cravagna brings the ball down, goes to the left side. Barrett's at the elbow to set a screen to Fredericks for three. Off the iron, no go. They go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Miners. So the Faisal Birds will get the ball back, and there'll be another substitution as Robbins will come in, replacing Garrett in the Miners lineup. Watson will inbound as the Faisal Birds have 4 clustered. They'll go today on the first cut. Now Moore on the second cut. Moore's going to be knocked down by Robbins. And once again, the Miners not getting cheated on the fouls. They're getting their money's worth as Robbins wanted to make sure he got the clock stop. Sends Moore to the free throw line. Addis from the charity stripe tonight is 1-for-2. That is the 8th team foul against Gillespie, so it'll be a 1-and-1 for Addis Moore, the 6'5 junior with a dozen points. Takes one dribble, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. Nothing but cotton on that one for Moore. Makes the lead 54-48. Faisal Birds up by 6 with a minute 10 to go as Moore gets ready for his second one. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. It'll go off front iron as he can't buy it this time. Down to 105. Cravagna going to have to force the action. He's going to the basket, and it's good. Anthony Cravagna with his first bucket since way back in the first quarter. Give him 4, make it a 4-point game. 54-50, Cravagna comes out on defense against Watson. Watson now has a double team. Cravagna bumps him once, bumps him twice. Now he loses the ball. Cravagna has it to the hole, and it's good. Anthony Cravagna has come up with another takeaway, number 11 on the turnover department for the Piasaw Birds, and they've turned that 6-point lead into a 2-point lead. Piasaw Birds with a 2-point lead, timeout on the floor, 43 seconds to go in overtime. You're listening to WSMI. Everybody on a team has a certain role to play. Sometimes the wrong guys are in the wrong roles and bad things happen. Faisal Birds have come down twice here in the last 30 seconds, given the ball up. Those 2 turnovers have resulted in 4 points for the Miners, took a 6-point lead, evaporated it through to 2 points.
Gary, you know, you have to learn how to win. And when you haven't been in a situation like this a lot throughout a season, sometimes when you get in these spots, the execution goes awry, and for Southwestern, they have not had too many situations where they've had the lead late with the ball trying to milk the clock.
Inbounds pass comes in to Addis Moore. He gives the ball back to Watson. Watson bringing it down on a dribble. Billy Gills got him. Gills up tight on him, and Cravagna comes up with a steal yet again. Cravagna to the hole. It's good. Anthony Cravagna with the steal. And with the layup, makes it 54-54. Watson with 3 turnovers in a row. He has the ball in his hands again. 15 seconds to go. We're tied up 54-54. He's holding. Now Gill's going to come out and give him a little pressure. We're down to 10 seconds and counting. Watson still with the ball, down to 8, down to 7. He'll try to drive. He'll try to drive right. Now he'll go to the basket. Shots up. No good with 2.7 seconds to go. A blocking foul going to be called against the Miners.
Gary, that always gets fans up in arms when you get a whistle late, but that was a foul. That was a foul. He bodied the shooter and moved him off his spot.
But the thing of it was that was so obvious is that Jonathan Watson had committed the turnovers, and the Miners were determined that they were going to try as best they could to get that ball away from him one more time, simply cut it too close, got into the body, as you said, for the foul. But now it is pressure on Jonathan Watson. He has 5 of the 6 points for the Piasaw Birds here in the overtime with 2.7 seconds to go. Free throws up. and it's good.
Big shot.
He will get another one as Barrett is going to re-enter the lineup. 2.7 seconds to go. Paisaw Birds are going to have to guard the perimeter in any event. Barrett, Cravagna, Gill, all three-point shooters. Free throws good. Paisaw Birds by two as Gill is going to inbound. He'll give the ball into Cravagna. Cravagna is going to try it from three-quarters court. That one came against the bottom of the net, but I believe he had almost another second for maybe a couple more dribbles. Could have gotten in range, but how close does that come to going in, Tim Mize?
I think Jason Dar's heart might have skipped a beat.
Well, and the bad part for him, they're sitting over there on that bench. They saw the line of that shot, and it was right on line. I mean, it was dead center. It was going down, and that's all there was to it. But it comes up a little bit short. The Miners come up a little bit short.
You think if that goes a foot more, it banks off and goes in?
Could very well happen. Could very well have happened. But the Paisaw Birds, who lost to these Miners 56-40 back on December the 20th, on January the 21st, they get revenge as they defeat the Miners, and they will take the victory and head on to round two. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll bring you more action from the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI.